Hello?
Hello. Oh my God.
It's like we're together.
It is like we're together.
This is so cool.
Technology.
Wow, the 21st century.
Yeah.
Blessings. How is my house?
Your house is stunning. I cleaned the kitchen today because I have not given it much TLC this weekend because I've been running around all weekend like a deranged person, layer of sweat at all times.
Ew.
I don't know what it's like in Alberta right now, bud, but down here it has been a solid 35 since Friday. 35 degrees with Humidex.
Yarf.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. It's dry as hell here.
Is it
Yeah, like
better or worse?
better than humidity for sure. Like my but I have like straw Barbie hair right now. Yeah,
Okay.
but it wasn't hot. It's supposed to get hot later this week, but we had a day of just like storms and then there was a tornado.
Oh.
I know.
Well, we also had a slight monsoon down here, so we're pretty much on par so far.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
Yeah.
Basically the same. Yeah, for all of those wondering what's happening, Ray is
Saying,
currently in my house.
yeah, I'm at Delaney's house. I'm looking after her cat, Lewis. He's a wonderful living companion so far. We talk to each other a lot. This morning I had a small heart attack because I thought it might be nice to go out on the balcony, and I did not realize that he was sitting in front of the door waiting for me to come back inside. Oh God, get back.
I'm glad he hasn't like ruined you for wanting a cat, so
No, certainly not. Although Ross is still a little worse for wear.
yeah, he'll adjust. It takes time.
He'll adjust in time.
Yeah.
This week we were trying to decide on our topic, and what was it that was in the pipe? What is ASMR?
Yeah, we were going to talk about ASMR.
Isn't that what it is?
It's so fucking weird. I don't really get it.
No.
But we'll tackle that one in a later date, but we figured very topical for both of us right now as it is wedding season.
It is wedding SZN, wedding season for, because you are about to be in a wedding and I just attended a wedding. And those are two very different guest experiences.
Yeah, but both relevant. So we're going to tackle
Going
weddings.
to try and tackle it.
We're going to tackle weddings. A broad topic, to be sure.
Very broad, and coming at it from someone who's had a wedding and someone who has not.
Oh, I
So,
didn't think of that.
yes.
Yeah, we'll have to get Lewis's perspective as well. As
No.
someone who doesn't know what a wedding is.
No, if someone who's never been to a wedding, I'm sure. No.
You know, I don't know. We don't know what he was doing before we got him.
Nope.
He is always wearing his best black suit.
I think because it's nice and dark in there.
He's where?
He's lying in the corner of your room.
Weirdo. So, yes, I am currently in Alberta for a wedding.
Yes.
And I knew this from doing my own wedding is that the pressure, like, let's just dive right in. Like
Yeah, do
the pressure on the bride is
it.
like unbelievable. Unreal. And there's next to no pressure on the groom.
Classic. Classic.
It's true though. It's true. Like everybody's just like, it's got to be the best day of your life. You've got to look the best you've ever looked. Yada 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 yada. And then they're like, oh, ha, the groom just has to show up. Yeah. So that was the big thing I noticed. And
Yes.
certainly in this wedding, which is for my lovely sister-in-law, they like the pressure, yeah, is all on her, of course.
Oh boy.
She's handling very well, probably better than I did, but
Okay.
it's still it's so weird. And like weddings have become such a thing where it's not so much a find about the ceremony of marriage. it's like the event, you know?
It certainly has mutated into something a little that gets quite far away from, yeah, the inherent message of the point of getting married, and we're definitely going to touch on that a little bit. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you've been being to more weddings than I have. I'm at 4 weddings so far.
Oh, no, you've definitely been to more weddings than I've been to.
You've been to less than 4 weddings?
I think I've been to, this will be my 4th wedding.
Oh. Okay.
No, 5th wedding, still.
Still, okay. But yeah, and also with social media these days, I mean, even if you're not attending a ton of weddings, like, you certainly can see the spectacle.
That's exactly what it is so many have become a spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, it's not at all the case for the one I'm at right now, but, like, no. We were talking about how we were gonna, like, the TLC shows about weddings, you know?
Yes, we were talking about that lightly before we recorded today, just as we were spitballing ideas back and forth via
spitballing ideas.
And I said to you right away that I am unashamedly a huge fan of Say Yes to the Dress. I have been since I was 12. But I believe that that has more to do with just my inherent need to judge people. Gown or black tie style than anything else. I don't really think it has much to do with weddings in general.
But that's how I feel about that whole show, and then that whole, like, subcategory of shows on TLC is they have very little to do with weddings.
Yeah.
Or rather, they have very little to do with marriage.
Agreed.
It's all about it's all about, like, the performance of wedding.
Yes.
I'm just trying to grab lip balm because it's dry as hell here and my lips are, like, falling off my face.
Okay.
It's awful. Anyways, because, like, Say Yes to the Dress, there's always, like, a cast of characters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's the bride. And the bride is either super nice or is a bridezilla.
Yes.
And then there's the bridesmaids.
And the bridesmaids, don't they also kind of fall into that category? Like, you can either have a high-maintenance bridesmaid or a low-maintenance bridesmaid.
Yeah, like, there's always one that's like, whatever she wants, and then there's one that's like, but what about what I want for what her?
Me.
Yeah, and then there's, like, the mother and the mother-in-law. Right. And the mother's like, no, I think you need something more fitted and glittery.
Glittery.
No, yeah, they're like, put on that Panina Tournée clear corset. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have looked into my future, and it is just my mother trying to get me to try on anything that slightly resembles Kate Middleton's wedding dress. Jane and the lace sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she could be trying to get you into something worse than that, for sure.
That is true. That is true. And it's, like, slightly on brand with something I could see myself wearing. Because obviously, like any white girl worth my salt, I have certainly considered my wedding dress, even with having zero prospects for a groom. But we're out here.
But, like, I could see you more in a Meghan Markle. If, yes, between that and Kate.
I had multiple people text me on the day of the Meghan Markle wedding and say, hey, isn't that kind of what you always talked about wanting to wear at your wedding? And I was offended.
You were like, first of all, yes. Second of all, yes. None of your business. Well,
mine will fit me much better.
Yeah, poor girl.
I'm offended for her.
She just needed one more fitting.
She just needed one talented seamstress the day before the wedding to just shove her in it. That sounds bad. She just needed to slip into it. They give it the once over and just pull it in, like, a little bit at the waist.
Just a couple darts. That's all she needed.
Yeah.
Oh, well. She looks good in literally everything she wears, so whatever.
True.
But I don't know how to feel about that part of... Did your phone do something weird too?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, mine did. It's fine. It's all fine. Like, I I follow, do you follow Julianne Huff on Instagram?
I do not. The only Julianne I follow on Instagram is Julianne Moore.
Why am I not surprised?
Yep.
Well, she, I don't really know how I ended up following her, but she married this hockey player and they had like an insane wedding. Like insane. It was like a week of festivities and like there were fireworks involved and it was just like massive thing. And like there was a videographer that like did it all and it's all, you know, Hollywood level stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like now it's like setting the bar that if you don't have it like that or it's not like a Pinterest level quality, then you're kind of failing at it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's just very interesting because having the three, so I have been to four weddings as a person who is of the age where you can be self-aware of like the ceremony and everything that's going on and how they all differ from each other. Cause I don't really count like being a kid and being a flower weddings. You are not paying attention.
That is very true. You're just like, why do I have to be quiet?
You've paid attention to the bridesmaid or the, yeah, the flower girl dress you got because you know it's going into your dress up trunk later, but that's about it. And I would think, so the four weddings I've ever been to were all wildly different from each other in terms of location, ceremony, bridesmaids, like bridal parties, the structure of the reception, like everything was quite different. So it's been interesting because, you know, you can't help but whenever you go to stuff like that, you're always like, oh, well, what would I have done? Like, what would I have done differently? And yeah, there's only really one wedding so far that I've been like, yeah, this is definitely close to what I would like. And it was a wedding where the bride and groom got married at a courthouse the day before.
Uh-huh.
So they were already officially married. So they had a literally maybe just under 10-minute ceremony where a very good friend of theirs got up. She was dressed as Professor McGonagall. It was a costume wedding.
Oh my gosh, is this Ashley's wedding?
Yes.
Yay.
And yeah. And the bride and groom just exchanged vows that they wrote to each other and it was one and done, 10 minutes. And then it was a rented Airbnb property that was really nice. It was in a gorgeous location and everybody dressed up in costumes if they wanted to. It was BYOB. They had a massive table full of like bulk barn candy because it was very close to Halloween. And they had a pizza truck come in and give everybody pizza. And that was it.
That's amazing.
End of story. Like
that's a perfect wedding for them too. Like that's so great. See, like ours was definitely a bit more of a traditional like structure. What did we do? So 4:30, we arrived. We had the ceremony. The ceremony wasn't very long, though.
Okay.
Like, we had...
ceremonies, I will say, the one that I went to just the other day, the ceremony was half an hour.
Yeah, that was probably ours as well. Yeah, like,
it was a real church, so I was expecting it to be a lot longer than that.
Yeah, ours was not in a church. We were in a vineyard. but we had a justice of the peace come. And right. She kind of gave us like a template of what the ceremony was going to be like. And then we could kind of add in pieces that we wanted or remove pieces that we wanted because she only really legally had to say like two or three things.
Okay.
And then we just had our own vows that we exchanged. And then that was it. And then for the ceremony or for the reception, like we maybe took half an hour to do pictures. That was it.
Nice.
And everybody went up. We had a whole bunch of snacks out for people while we were doing that. So we had, like, literally just, like, every kind of little snack pack you could think of. We had those all in a big thing. And then we came up and we had dinner and it was so good. And then only a couple speeches. And then that was it. We were cutting a rug.
Cutting a rug.
We bought like a $20 cake the day before that literally had C+D in icing on the top.
I like that.
And that was what we used to cut the cake. And because there was dessert provided by the catering and it was going to be way better than any cake. So
nice.
And so that was it. It was pretty low key.
It does sound very low key. But again, I kind of like that The other thing too that I think is always hilarious, and I was thinking about this weekend because the wedding we attended this
You
weekend.
cut out.
Oh, did I?
Did you mute yourself?
No, I haven't touched my phone.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, we're back. So sorry. You were saying low key and then something else.
Oh, yes. Just the wedding that we attended this past weekend. I think the amount of people who were between the ages of 19 and 35 were maybe like 20% of the whole wedding.
Ooh.
Which is fine. It was a very traditional format. As I said, like the ceremony took place at a church, and then we went out to a really pretty venue, like on the water for the reception.
Oh, nice.
But certainly I was kind of definitely during all the speeches, I was looking around the room and I couldn't help but think to myself that almost everybody at this wedding has definitely been to like a million weddings in their life. And so you always wonder what that little thing you can do is, that not to make it like the best wedding they've ever been to, but something that is kind of fun so that they're not sitting there being like, oh my God, like another wedding.
Yeah.
Another speech. Oh, good. Another, like, I don't know. Because certainly it has not lost its excitement for me yet, because only on wedding number 4, so it's still pretty exciting every time I get to dress up and go. But
you kind of have to find the balance between, like, getting everybody that you want in for speeches to talk, and pardon me, and, like, and too much, you know, because people kind of get bored.
Oh, God, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, all the speeches that happened on Saturday, they were all pretty short, but they were quite nice. Like, they were very sentimental, and some were shorter than others, but I thought it was really nice. The bride's father got up and made a speech, and, like, everybody was crying.
Uh-huh.
Even me and my partner. I barely know them.
See, like, at our wedding, we had our parents, the best man and the maid of honor do speeches, and my parents fully did not prepare anything.
I love that.
And I was like, what? You guys? Yeah. So they went up and they were like, oh, yeah. It's great. Oh, it's been nice. Yeah. Congratulations. And I was like, okay, well, you could have put in a little more effort than that.
That's but helpful. Like, did they get up and do it together?
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
Yeah. Which I have, maybe that explains why they didn't coordinate it. I don't know. They were disorganized, but it was fine. I just feel like now, like, there are sweet weddings like that. Like, the average Joe, I feel like they're nice. You know, like that. Like, this wedding is going to be so lovely and, like, and kind of, I guess, kind of low-key. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of people, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be, like, I know some people who need just a crazy amount of stuff, like a crazy amount of like pieces to it. Like, there's got to be this activity and this, and there's got to be this fancy photo booth and this.
Oh,
what is the actual point of this whole event?
Yeah,
like, is it not for you guys just to get married?
Yeah,
you know,
I have had this conversation before. At this point in life, for the most part, if you're getting married, you've probably lived together for at least a year or two. So you probably have the majority of the stuff that you need.
Yeah.
So if you're getting any more stuff, my expectation, if the day ever comes, is that majority of it is going to be coming from very close family members.
Right.
Like, I'm not out here trying to get my friends to buy me, like, a, I don't know,
spatula.
A crozette spatula set with, I don't know.
Oh, no, you stopped again.
Uh-oh.
Ugh. What is the deal with that?
Right. Third time's the charm.
Is it like when your screen goes black or something?
No, my screen hasn't faded at all.
Weird. I wonder what that
is.
I
cut it once too, but it only lasted for like 10 seconds.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I just need to be more patient then.
Okay.
That could be it. Yeah, good luck. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't feel like, I feel like they, I mean, marriage has changed so much since probably what it was originally.
Oh, well.
But I feel like it's just mutated now into like this weird performative, like, come and we're gonna like entertain you and like kind of show you all of these things we basically can afford.
Yeah,
And I'm
because
like,
that is the other part of it too, is that the getting married is a very expensive endeavor. Yeah.
And I think it's because there's so much pressure for people to like put on sort of, oh my God.
What?
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, did I? My thing said it tried to disconnect.
Oh, no, you're still with me.
Oh, and you could hear me the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Like, oh my God.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there's so much pressure for people to like, I don't know, like make it some kind of crazy thing.
And because, yeah, it's not something that you, this is something my mom said to me the other day, and my mother is definitely somebody who is very excited for the day that I eventually tie the knot with someone, because she just really likes planning shit. She's a master planner, and she just wants to get her hands on a big event that she can totally take over herself.
Right.
But she said to me that she doesn't really think that people our age care as much about getting married. Like, it's not, it doesn't have to happen to spend the rest of your life with somebody.
I agree, and I don't. I mean, I think.
Her too. I said, I think for the most part, people our age are in three camps. They either recognize marriage as something as the way it used to be, is a very outdated institution, and certainly it can be a very capitalist, like, this is a whole day where I get stuff and I get to do whatever, and they don't get married. Or there's people who recognize that it's something that will make a lot of their family members very happy, and it's not the worst, so they do just kind of deal with it and get married, like in a formal ceremony, I mean. And
Right.
I think there are people who are like totally into the spectacle of it all. And they've been waiting for their turn.
Yeah, like I feel like there's a weird thing where some people just do it because they want to have a wedding,
Yeah.
you know, and not because they want to get married.
Right.
Right? Like when we got married, like it was really lovely and beautiful, and you know we were really lucky to have such a great day, but it was great not because of the location and everything, but because everybody was really happy to be there.
Yes.
Like we made a big point of like kind of really sort of curating the list to people that we knew were going to be really happy to be there, and it was going to be a great environment. Like we didn't invite people because we were supposed to, or like all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
We like, and yeah, kind of we got in some shit for it for sure, but like it was worth it because every person that was there wanted to be there.
And that's the other thing too, is that was the other thought I had about the speeches in particular the other day, is that if you're bored by the speeches that are going on, that you probably shouldn't be there. You
Right, like I feel like you're
can't
not
sit
close
there.
enough, you know?
Yeah, you can't sit there and listen to four separate speeches about the two people who you shelled out all this money to come, like, participate in their special day, then you probably shouldn't have come. Sorry.
But it's true though. I mean, like obviously some families make the bride and groom do a lot of stuff that they don't want to, or like have speeches that they don't necessarily care about, and that sucks because pressure from family on the bride and groom is like
Oh.
so wrong in my opinion.
But so present.
It's so present, but it's so like I'm like, you guys, you are such dicks for doing that. Like this day is not about you.
No.
But like they do it, and they're like, if you it might as well be their day, the amount of like demands they make. And we were very lucky that we didn't have parents like that involved, but like it happens so much, and it just makes the whole process so miserable for the couple planning a wedding, which is so messed up.
Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, was that the bug?
That was your son. I don't know what he's doing. something.
Who knows what sort of tomfoolery he's
heard somewhere. I don't know.
He's what?
That he just scampered from one room to another. I can't see him.
He's a scamper boy.
Yeah, he's a scamp.
He is a lovable scamp.
I am just going to make sure that he hasn't accidentally hung himself with your straining iron or something. Just stand by, everybody.
But yeah, anyways, it's, I think to, as we sort of wrap up the topic, I think that, like,
yes,
I personally, I think weddings are great. I like people celebrating their love for each other.
Agreed.
But I think that there's so much pressure involved. And, like, it's become such a, like, marker of your success as a couple.
Yeah.
That I don't necessarily agree with those parts of it.
I think so, too. I think, I don't know, would you say, because there's certainly, from what you've told me, there are elements of your wedding that I think you could have done without, but you have no regrets?
Like what? I'm trying to remember what that would be.
You said you definitely were not happy camper going out to pick your wedding dress because you could have cared less.
Enjoyed the experience of going out with the women that I really love being around.
Yeah.
For that, but there's so much pressure to like look basically like flawless for your wedding day, you know?
Right.
Like you need to essentially not look like yourself.
Yeah.
And I was, like, not here for that. Like, I didn't change my... Like, I didn't try to lose weight. I didn't try to do anything.
Right.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm getting married the way I look when the time comes.
I need my husband to recognize me
and I just, like, I don't want that stress.
No.
Like, what I want to be... I'm good enough the way I am currently to get married. Like, why do I need to change, you know? And I think so many people, like, stress themselves out trying to look a certain way for their wedding because everybody tells them that's the way they need to look. And that it has to be the best day of their life. And they have to look the best they've ever looked. And it's like, I had no intention of peaking on my wedding day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, for sure.
Like, it was one of the best days of my life, for sure. But, like, it's not going to be the day I look back on being like, well, no day has ever been better than that one. Like,
what has come before it?
Nothing. Nothing mattered before and nothing mattered after.
Oh my god.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Yes. Well, I feel like this episode is going to be very interesting because we're going to have to cobble together
what we managed to get.
So, we'll see about the finished product. We may have to re-record. I don't know. We'll see.
I know.
Post-production. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. There's a few.
We tried.
Oh my gosh, are you gone again?
No.
Oh, you're back. Frick.
Yoikes.
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 Yeah. Well, I'll take a little listeneroo and see what I can come up with. We could also make this like a little mini episode.
That's true. A little mini sode. That's fun. I've done that before.
Right? Like that could be kind of cute. Like a little mini sode thoughts on weddings.
Yeah. Musings on weddings.
Yeah, and then that way we can still use it. And it's still a little
yes.
A little thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
A grid. Yeah, it's gonna be a patchwork quilt, but we'll be fine.
But it's our patchwork quilt.
It's our patchwork.
It's our love blanket.
Yes. Do you want to say bye to your son?
Yeah.
Okay. Say bye.
Bye, bubbies.
I don't think... I don't know. Can cats hear the same way we can? There's, like, no recognition in his face, and I find that funny.
Because he likes watching bird videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't recognize my voice.
No.
Seems crazy, but sure.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, sure. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm fine.
It's fine.
All right, cool.
Okay. Have a good day, bud.
All right, bye, dude.
I'll text you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.